USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As public health officials warn that the coronavirus poses new risks to parts of the Midwest and South, enhanced federal payments that helped avert financial ruin for millions of unemployed Americans are now set to expire this weekend. Since early in the pandemic, the federal government added $600 to the weekly unemployment checks that states sent. That increase ends this weekend. Congress is haggling over the next steps, but many Americans are staying home making more money than if they went back to work. And longtime Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander cannot support that.
I would not support something that would pay on unemployment more than you would earn if you were working.
And Secretary of the Treasury Stephen Mnuchin said there may be some additional funds sent, but not $600.
If you were making $300, you're not going to get $600 this time. And that's fair. People understand that.
Federal protections against evictions are also set to expire. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.